me don't know what this is.
95.3 Gorilla.
Powering your day with the most hit music.
Hey, you guys play all the hits.
The biggest throwbacks. And the most fun on the Gulf Coast.
I can't go a minute without listening.
You guys are my favorite.
Wake up with our head zookeeper.
Ryan Gavin in the morning.
Blast the Gorilla anthems you can't live without on the Throwback Lunch every weekday at noon.
Crash out with Alyssa while you're at work.
Ride home with the original Gorilla Girl,
Jesse Page, in the afternoon.
We're preset number one in the car.
We're on your phone with the Gorilla app.
And we could even be in your bank account
with our legendary Gorilla games.
Thanks for listening to the one and only 95.3 Gorilla.
Hey, you guys, it's 95.3 Gorilla. I am Jesse Page.
And I'm Sherry Moe.
And this is
Gorilla Girls Night.
Ooh, that feels good.
It does. It's
been a minute. How are you? How are you doing?
I am making it, girlfriend. Okay. I feel like everybody in my house has been sick forever.
Yes.
But you know what? Brighter days are coming.
Hey.
How are you? How's life?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Same thing. Just trying to survive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, keep my head above water.
I understand.
That's how it is. It is 2026, you guys. We have been, we've been back since the new year, but I feel like now's a good time to check in and be like, hey, are we still up to date on our goals? Because I've met so many people who are like, I'm not kept track of my New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. How do you feel you're doing?
I mean, I guess my main one was to read more, and I'm still a reading machine,
okay.
So we're knocking that out.
Anything particular?
I've really gotten into thrillers.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just finished up A Flicker in the Dark, I believe is what it was called. It was all right.
You know,
I'm also learning what I like and don't like, so I'm on the beginning of my reading journey, but
I think, like, real stuff, I'm, like, not into.
I know
that sounds, like, really weird, but, like, I'm really into, like, the fantasy.
Yeah.
Slow burn.
Yeah.
I'm a warrior stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
That's what all of my friends who are, like, deep into reading, they are all about the fantasy stuff. I'm trying to make my way into there, so we'll see.
I first read it and I was like, what? Magic? That's weird. But now I'm like, oh my God, this sounds crazy.
But what about you? How about your resolutions and your goals?
I'm good. I wanted to go to the gym more. Haven't. I walk and stuff, like, before work, or I try to.
Period.
But, like, going actually to the actual gym, I have gym anxiety. There's a lot of people in there, and I feel like that's been nothing but tons of people in there, and I, like,
get everybody's trying to get in that new year, new me body.
Yes, 100%.
Hey, which is good for y'all, but I understand feeling a little nerve when there's a ton of people in the gym.
Of course, and it's just like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about more new year stuff. You into it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's Girls Night. I'm Sherry Moe, and Miss Jessie Page
Hello.
Is here, too.
Hey, guys.
And we are talking about, you know, this time of year, lots of people are, for lack of a better term, partying. You know, New Year's Eve was a big deal. Now we've got Mardi Gras balls and Mardi Gras parades and things like that.
Absolutely.
And something I feel like a lot of people are talking about right now is, like, the next morning after they have a wild night, then they really have the hangxiety.
So I'm so glad you brought this up, because I've actually had people, and I will say myself, who I have anxiety after the day, after I, like, go out, because I don't do it often. And when I do, I'm kind of like, all right, Jess, like, what did you say last night? Like, I remember it. I wasn't drunk or anything, but I'm just like, okay, when I'm around people, I get excited and I talk a lot. So this is, like, a really important topic. And if you're under the age of 21, ignore what we're saying right now and just, like, hang tight. But it's super important. I feel like that. I actually saw a video that said, what you did last night was fine. You totally didn't make a fool out of yourself. Like, it was like affirmations for the day.
Positive. We love it.
Yeah. So, like, has this ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which I've never been a big drinker, but I will say, from the person who's not a super big drinker, I haven't had really that many crazy, crazy times.
Yeah.
But all of the people that I've ever seen just make an absolute fool of themselves, we can laugh about it the next day, and it's fine. Like, I don't want somebody feeling bad for letting loose. I mean, if it's an all-the-time thing, you might need to look into that.
Or if you're hurting someone, that's totally different.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, driving drunk, if you're, like, getting in people's faces, like, that's totally
none of that's
different.
Okay.
I'm talking about, like, just yapping.
No,
just
yapping. If you're just making a stumbling all over yourself. I mean, it happens.
Yes.
It happens all the time. But I have that anxiety too. Like, I can hang out with my favorite people in the world, and we have the best time ever. And then as soon as I go home, I'm like, was I weird?
I know.
Do they hate me?
Did I disclose too much of myself?
Realistically, I mean, if you're hanging out with somebody, it's because they like you or they love you, and y'all are friends, so it's cool.
Love it. I love that we brought that up.
Yeah, but essentially, if you're getting a little lit, you know what? It's all right to let loose. Don't let the anxiety get you.
Every once in a while, you got this.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, it is Gorilla Girls Night. We asked some people to confess and share their tea times with us in the past week.
Ooh,
and
throwback tea time.
Yes, yeah, and straight up, they did some things and said some things that they needed to get off their chest and just confess. Ooh. You want to read the first submission? Or
sure. Whatever you want? So someone told us that on Friday night, they went out to... We're not going to name the bar because I'm not trying to get us canceled. Yeah. But they went out with some of their friends. It had been a long week. Yeah. And they said that they felt like their boss was on them just constantly. They couldn't do anything right. So she whips out her phone and she texts her boss. And she's just word vomit. She's like, you're really attractive, but you are not cute enough to be a D word. She said, I worked really hard on my paperwork this week and you just shot me down every time.
Yeah.
Apparently she woke up to this, and on Monday her boss actually apologized to her, but then put her on some kind of, you know, something, something for drunk texting.
Yeah.
But, you know, glad you got your thoughts out, but not our best choice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that maybe it's really good that you stood up for yourself. Let me start out by saying that. And maybe, you know, you really felt this. But I do like either a 3 hour or a 3 day or a 3 week process. Uh-huh. So I think about something for 3 hours before I respond if I'm really, really upset. If before I do something, I wait 3 days. And if I'm going to make like a huge decision, I wait 3 weeks.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, and that's just because I can get really angry.
Oh, I feel that.
And I say things I don't mean and it gets weird, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've all accidentally sent a text to the wrong person. We've all been in some kind of weird. I remember in college, in my 1 year of actually being a lively college student, I sent a professor an email when I was at a bar, and thankfully it wasn't anything unprofessional, but I mean, we've all been there, and thankfully your boss didn't fire you, so period.
All right, that's okay. Good for you.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's girls' night.
Hey.
And 100%. Lots of you are just over here like, I have something I need to confess that I've done. And we're here for it. Yeah, we're bringing 100%. Back tea time.
And I love that we're doing this because, like, I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I'm a therapist or anything, because I'm definitely not. But I know that people have, like, asked for my advice.
Yeah.
Or even wanted me to get other people's input on certain things that they've done. I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
And I'm here to help. Even if I don't know the answer, I'm like, I'll try to get it for you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes, we did have a bunch of people message us their confessions or tea times, but a little more lengthy. Someone did say, hey, my name is Tiff. And she said, you can say my name on the show. It doesn't matter.
Period, Tiff.
But basically, I post pictures to feel seen and recognized. Like, I'll get all dressed up, take a picture, put it on my story so people will swipe up, and it just makes me feel really good.
Now, okay, Tiff, the baddie.
I felt really, like, relatable to this, I will say, because, again, like, I'll just be super transparent. Like, I used to specifically get dressed up so other people would see me, so they'd be like, oh, my God, she looks so good.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, at a certain point in my life, I needed those positive affirmations. Well, have you, like,
anybody who has social media is doing it for some level of affirmation, of validation and things like that, because it feels good to 100%. Get yourself all dolled up if you're feeling good, and then other people are also reciprocating that.
Yeah.
But my queen, Kehlani, also said that she poses in the mirror and takes pictures and sends them to people that she doesn't know.
Oh.
And she likes getting compliments because it compliments how she's feeling. That's in one of my favorite songs. And, like, period. I like getting compliments to compliment how I'm feeling.
Yeah. And I a lot of people are like, oh, well, she's just, like, throwing herself out there. She's just, first of all, I feel good. I look good.
I'm pro selfie, pro thirst trap. I love it for people. I do.
Yeah. And I'm here for it too. And the people who are hating, I feel like, is just like, what are you doing?
And plus, if Tom Brady can post on Instagram, like, some girl in middle school with a crush, his little selfies and stuff, baby, you are fine. Get dressed up, take your pictures, post them, and tag us. We'll like them for you.
Do it.
What's up, Gorilla Girls Night? On tonight's episode of We're Gonna Try Not to Get Canceled, Jess has another confession, which this one hits a little close to home. Yeah. We know this person, love this person, it's fine.
Yes, and I'm just gonna read basically what she said. She gave me permission to talk about it, so I'm gonna. So she wanted to basically have some advice on honesty, relationships, and everything else. And I'll basically set the tone. Basically, the husband of this friend of a friend has been messaging a female and doing, like, some sort of snap streak, I guess. I'm not really big into snap streaks, but this is a thing, I guess, for people who are our age. But the picture, it was like a picture of a wall or whatever. And then the wife started noticing, like, they started chatting a little bit more. And she felt really weird about it, and she kind of let it go. But basically, one day, she brought it up and said, hey, is there anything, like, else going on? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to look in your phone. Like, I'm not like that. But can you just reassure me that nothing's happening? He said, absolutely not. Nothing's going on. I would be the first one to tell you, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess a few months later, she felt like something was just really off. And she said, you know what? I'm going to look at his chats.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at the chats. I'm going to do this. Does it. And they delete after 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I guess that's, you can choose. I mean,
that's
I
how
just
Snapchat
recently
works.
Found that out. Yeah. And I was like, okay, whatever. 24-hour chat, right? Looks at it. And basically, he was having a hard day. He confided in her. And she said, do you want a picture or a treat to feel better?
Ew.
And he did not decline her. It was basically like, it wasn't a yes, but it was like, oh, that sounds good. Like some, but it was basically a yes. So I didn't really have any advice for her at this point in time, but like, how would you like?
I would hit my husband upside the head with a cast iron pan.
Oh, okay. We only have a few more seconds. So we're going to jump back in. That's the story.
Okay.
We'll recap in a sec and then we'll be back.
We'll be back. Okay.
Hey, you guys. What's up? It's girls' night.
It is.
We are talking about something pretty serious right now.
Yes.
If you are in a marriage or relationship, basically, I'll just do a quick recap. I know somebody, they felt weird about their husband messaging this certain person who she had no clue that they were, and found some messages after he reassured her that nothing was going on.
Yes. And this was all on Snapchat. So
Snapchat.
Let me set the record straight. I'm a Snapchat hater. Like, okay. I still have Snapchat that I don't use very often, but like, at least at our age, we're knocking on 30. I don't really feel like there's a need for us to just be rocking with Snapchat anymore.
I feel the same way. And don't get me wrong, like, it's a cool platform to have, I guess, but like that, it's just sketchy to me.
Yeah. It seems like it's just not good. The level of secrecy at our big old age, especially when you're married and things like that. Mm. So, recap, the husband was messaging this girl. Yeah. She pretty much said, hey, you're having a bad day. You want a picture? And he didn't say no.
Yeah.
In my household, that would get you knocked upside the head. I do not put my hands on my husband ever, but let him try me with Snapchat. No.
Well, yeah.
Essentially, this is why I feel like a lot of people shouldn't be on Snapchat anymore. There's no reason in my mind, which you guys can argue with me, that men and women can be friends, blah, blah, blah. I don't feel like there's any reason for a married person to be talking to someone nonstop of the opposite sex.
Like,
it's just inappropriate.
All day, every day. It's weird, right?
And I wish someone would offer to send my husband a picture and stuff like that. Like, for one, that's icky.
Yeah.
Like, a man doesn't need your picture to feel
but
better.
You know he's married. That's the part that got me. I was like, okay, that he's married. You are very aware of that fact. And don't get me wrong, I've also been on the side of, I understand how it feels to be that woman that has messaged a person but that was completely on me, and now I'm old enough to say I'm taking responsibility for that.
Yeah.
But it just made, like, being on, like, listening to her and how she felt, it's terrible.
It's just icky. And realistically, it's like,
wait, we gotta stop. We got more music to play.
Dang it. We'll be back.
We'll be back. All right, you guys, we're back for part three.
If you are just tuning in, long story short, a friend of a friend caught her husband with a snap streak with another woman. At first, it was just random pictures of the wall, whatever. And then it turned into him confiding in her sending pictures, things like that.
So, inappropriate pictures, I will add.
Yeah. It's just a very icky thing. And I feel like so many people, especially if you're in your 20s and have had Snapchat for a while, everybody knows somebody who's been through something because of Snapchat.
Yes.
So I love social media. I think it's a great thing, but I think at some point you have to choose your relationship and things like that, because at the end of the day, as soon as somebody that's in a relationship starts confiding in somebody else, that's just a line that doesn't really need to be crossed, I feel.
And I feel like, here's another part of it, right? I work in another field, and I'm not going to say what I do, but we are with our coworkers more than we are with our significant others. And you can just guess, and you're probably correct if you guess what field I'm in. But it's at that point you have to establish, I have to talk to these people. Mm-hmm. I do not have a choice. And sometimes outside of work, cause I have a job where when I'm not at work, sometimes they require me to be at work. So, but there is a lot of strength that goes into holding those boundaries, holding those relationships. Of course, I make friendships all the time, but it's usually, if you look through all my chats, it's 99% about the things we had to deal with at work, or you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, but yes, to wrap it up, like, Snapchat, I felt disgusting when she told me this.
Yeah.
Right. And so, as somebody who is almost 30 years old, I was like, what do you do? Like, how do you trust your husband again? And what was the end result of this? And she was like, I just didn't know what to believe at that point.
Yeah. At that point, the trust is gone, and I hope they can work things through, because essentially, maybe he'll delete Snapchat. Maybe that girl will be gone. Maybe they can work through it, get some counseling. Yeah. I don't know. But just know that tons and tons and tons of people have been through this. Tons more, unfortunately, will. So you didn't do anything wrong, and you have nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
So.
Aw. Deep.
What's up, 95.3 Gorilla? It's girls' night, and we just stumbled upon the funniest TikTok.
Yes.
So this says, describe your ex as a store. We want to laugh. And everybody knows the best part of TikTok is the comments, and they did not disappoint.
I opened them very fast.
Someone said, FedEx. He never delivered what he promised.
Look. Oh, my God. Well, FedEx is, they're really strong people, and they're really hardworking at their job.
They are.
I saw this one that said, Airbnb. I wasn't the only one who booked.
Oh, this one says, Uber, because everyone got a ride.
Someone said, not I got a ride. Everyone got a ride.
Someone said, Dollar Tree, because everything, including the behavior, was cheap.
Sheehan, what you see is what you get. Disappointment.
Aww.
First of all, let's not hate on, I mean, oh, I can get canceled for that. I order from Sheehan, but we all know that there's a backstory to all that.
Yeah. Someone else said, 7-Eleven, always open.
Oh, that's a good one. Or Forever 21 refuses to grow up.
Yikes.
Or Forever 21 always dating 21-year-olds. Not that there's nothing wrong with 21-year-olds, but...
Man, when I you're miss 50, 21.
That's, do you?
No. Granted though, friends, 21 is a great time. I was just already a mom and all of that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Being 21 is a lot. But man, so if you guys had an ex that you could name as a store, what would it be? Shoot us a DM. Let us know.
I don't know.
McDonald's. Just McDonald's.
Look, if I was to talk... See, I can't because now I'm like in a mindset of, oh, you know, we both did wrong. I'm here in that very healing spot. But sometimes I want to be like, you did me wrong. Like,
period.
Speaking of TikTok, hey guys, what's up? It's girls' night.
It is. And we're just finding all kinds of good stuff.
Yes.
So this girl says, girlies, what are some little things you do to be more whimsical?
Okay.
I feel like whimsy is a very fun thing that we need to bring back.
Okay.
Someone said, I have Antarctica pinned on the weather app to check on the penguins every day.
Oh,
I love that.
That is very specific and left field.
It is.
I'm here for it.
I bought one of those tracking bracelets to keep up with a manatee.
Oh, is that legit? You think that's legit?
I think so, to an extent. I don't know.
But how cool is the idea, right?
Yeah. Someone else said, I tell my hamster not to open the door for anyone before I leave.
Oh. I tell my dog, bye, don't throw a party.
Literally.
Some says, I automatically say ouch whenever something inanimate drops on the floor because they can't say it themselves.
Not the pins falling down. Oh my gosh. I saw a TikTok yesterday of a brand new stop sign and someone was like, it's his first day. He's doing so well. We've gotten a little emotional.
And I feel like that's like so unique talk.
Yeah.
Unique.
Someone else says, I listen to French or Italian music in my headphones when I grocery shop. Makes it more romantic and less mundane.
Seriously.
Could you imagine like walking down the frozen pizza aisle when the moon hit the sky?
So
I went to
France recently.
Yeah.
I did go to France and I did nothing but when I was walking around, I put French music in my headphones. And when I would take them out, of course, it would be like people yelling at each other. But when I had them in, I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
Aww. So how was France, by the way?
It was fun. It was a good time. You know, I go only because I'm a backpacker. My husband goes for work. So I get to literally go and have a good time while he's at work and walk around by myself. I have not been kidnapped once. I've been three times. So
we're three for three, baby.
Yeah, I would go back again and again. I want to continue world traveling. I would love to do that. So.
Okay, 2026 goals.
Yeah. Parker? No, it's good.
All right, 95.3 Gorilla, it is the end of Gorilla Girls Night.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. But just for tonight, we'll be back next Friday.
Yes, we will be with probably some more confessions because you guys really let it loose today.
Hey, we got in there. We were deep today. That's the thing about Girls Night. You never know what you're going
to
get.
100%. Well, we get to talk and it can be super lighthearted and we were talking about our exes and now it goes to like, we're married and you shouldn't be doing this, you know? So what did you learn today? What did we talk about today?
We learned that we're not going to let anxiety control our good times. You're allowed to let loose every once in a while.
Yeah. As long as you're not hurting anybody, cheating on anyone, or like flashing your parts.
You know what?
Around.
Go out and have yourself a good time, baby. You earned it. What about you? What did you learn tonight, Jessie?
I learned that it's good to ask. Like, okay. Not to get deep. We got a few minutes here. 1 minute. But basically, like, if you're worried about something in a relationship, it's always good to ask because if you didn't, then that's on you for not asking and for getting reassurance. And it is all right to ask your significant other questions. And there's a way to do it and there's a way to not do it. If you go to them honestly and be like, hey, is something happening? hopefully they should be honest with you. Yeah. 9 times out of 10. I hate to say this, but a lot of people aren't honest. Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's going to be on you for not asking.
Communication is key, friends.
Yep. I'm not good at it sometimes, but I try to be.
Hey, that's all you got to do. Get a little better each day.
Right. All right, y'all. Have a great week. Be careful. Be safe. Message us your confessions.
Yes. Love you guys. Mean it. Bye. Bye.